King TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani, the revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, March 6th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Usually when we do this show, we know about where we're going, how we're going to start it off, what subjects we're going to cover. But today, over the weekend, we've experienced such a disgust with quite a few members of the alternative media that, folks, I don't think you realize how close things are to being a catastrophe and how you're being led down a primrose path that's actually towards a cliff. And very soon, everyone's going to fall right over the edge.
Well, I know one thing. I did not have a good weekend.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend trying to find out why there has been a blackout on coverage by alternative media journalists of things like protests, of the Coast to Coast AM interview between the Scholars for 9/11 Truth and George Norrie on
February 23rd. The Oklahoma City Convention, on and on.
Ground Zero protest. I tried to engage about 167 journalists in a forum on the internet, of which I was a member up until today, in this debate and discussion, trying to keep an open dialogue with them on why we're not getting supported with coverage of these events. I mean, we know the mainstream media is not going to touch them for the most part, and when they do touch them, they spin them. And so we should be able to fall back on the alternative media, which, as we've pointed out now over the last couple of years, progressively we've shown you that we cannot rely on our alternative media to provide information.
Yes. This isn't a small blackout.
No.
This is a massive, widespread, conspiratorial
sweeping
blackout,
right,
on events, action-oriented events in the alternative media. And if anyone read Lisa's article on Friday about the alternative media, I did a follow-up today. It's called How the Alternative Media Betrayed the Patriot Movement Again. And let me give you a quick analogy that's in the article. Pretend there's a new football league formed called the ZFL that's in direct competition with the NFL. And there's all these bloggers and website owners and radio show hosts that cover the ZFL. And they go on for a couple years, but none of the big networks give them any coverage. Finally, CBS says, okay, we're going to broadcast the ZFL Super Bowl this year. And so everybody's excited about it. The ZFL goes in. They have this fantastic game. It's historic. They finally broke through into the mainstream. So all the people that are fans of the ZFL, the next morning, Monday morning, they go onto all these different sites to see what kind of coverage the bloggers and the radio show hosts and the website owners gave it. And of the 300 and so websites and so forth that follow the ZFL, say 7 covered it. Only 7. Now think about that. That's exactly what happened when the 9/11 Scholars for Truth appeared on George Norrie's show. Lisa contacted 340-some different sites, radio show hosts, on, and 7 sites covered the event. 7. So I want to ask you right now, Lisa, how much faith do you have in the alternative media?
0. I have 0 faith in the alternative media. And see, my article wasn't the end of my investigation of this, because if I were to just leave it at that, I would never get any answers to the questions that are in my mind as to why they are not covering these events. I mean, we know the mainstream media doesn't abide by its own code of journalistic ethics. But the alternative media should have some sort of standard. Now, over time, we've seen that bar being lowered lower and lower and lower.
They should want to cover
right.
these
they
events.
They should naturally be inclined to want to cover this type of stuff. So I followed up by asking people directly.
This is Sartre's group. His name's James Hall. He runs a group called BATR, Breaking All the Rules.
Right.
He's a Rents journalist, and Lisa's been in this group for a couple years
now. No, I've been in this group going on 4 years.
4 years, okay.
And so I asked them, you know, why can't we get more coverage of these protests and things like that interview? And you know, more involvement at the protest activism level, because we're calling for a massive day of protest at Ground Zero on 9/11. This is what I was told, that they're not covering this type of stuff because they don't like Victor and me.
Yeah.
And anything we're associated with or any information we provide them, they're not going to report because they don't like us and they don't agree with protesting.
Yeah, now think about this. They're saying that historic events like the 10th anniversary of Oklahoma City, the scholars for 9/11 Truth on George Norrie's Coast to Coast, the anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. Now, none of these are events that Lisa and I, well, the Oklahoma City one we were closely associated with, but all these other events, we weren't even a part of it. We just attended it, covered it, reported on it. But they said because we reported on these events, then they're giving it a blackout.
Now,
anything that we report on.
Let me just explain, too, okay? they think protesting, they call it stuck on stupid.
That's what Sartre said himself. He's a Rents columnist.
They don't find any benefit in protesting. They have supported a few of those people, other people's money, OPM rackets. Sartre made his comments to me. We published what he said. And he's got a little vendetta thing going against me because we exposed that. We do believe there's benefit in protesting because you have the capability to plant many, many seeds among people who previously didn't know the information. And if nothing else, it accomplishes that. And that's a great thing.
I was so irate yesterday, and I never, ever, ever post in these forums, these message boards. And I was so irate yesterday by the things Lisa was telling me coming out of
this
group.
Well, I got attacked.
Yeah. Then I ended up writing a response. That's on the homepage. That's the second lead article on the homepage today. And, folks, I want to tell you, it's coming close to the end right now. The Patriot Act was finalized last week. It's now permanent. That means that all of their groundwork has been completed. The next terrorist attack that happens, everything's in place to come after you. And what have the members of your alternative media been doing for the last 10 or 12 years? Let's look at it. Alex Jones has been in business for 12 years. How much has he organized in those 12 years? Well, let's go back 10 years. What was Alex doing on the radio? He was saying, buy my video, buy my video. What was he doing 5 years ago, Lisa?
Saying the same thing.
He was saying, buy my video. What's he doing today on his radio show? He's saying, buy my video. And if you go down 5 years down the line, he's going to be saying the same thing, buy my video. If there even is internet radio in 5 years. Jeff Rentz, what's he been doing for the last 12 years? He's been talking about Bigfoot and ghosts. Do you know why the ADL is so effective? Because they've been organized. They've been organizing themselves for decades and decades. Why is the U.S. government so effective when it comes to keeping a clamp on the alternative media with COINTEL programs? Because they're organized. Who is organizing anything in this movement?
Well,
nobody is.
Beyond that, Sean Hannity has even reported on protests that he doesn't agree with.
Yeah.
That he doesn't partake in, people that he doesn't necessarily like or approve of, okay? And he's mainstream media. Can you imagine Brit Hume being handed a report by a reporter and Brit Hume saying, I don't like you, so
yeah.
I'm not going to report this information to the public.
Yeah.
Their first priority should be reporting information to the public that the public has a right and needs to know.
Yeah, a good example would be Bill O'Reilly, and they hand him a report about Cindy Sheehan. He says, I don't like Cindy Sheehan. I'm not going to report on this. And nobody else at Fox News is going to report on this. So there's a blackout.
And
you know, it doesn't happen.
You know what? Even if they don't want to use our reports, they could write their own reports.
And report on
and
it.
And they haven't done so. And you know what their excuse is? They don't want to help us. So I responded with, you're not helping us. You're helping everybody by covering this.
How is covering the scholars for 9/11 Truth on George Norrie, how is that helping us?
First of all, it's because we were on there. We were asked to be on there for 4 minutes to discuss activism
related
to 9/11.
But even if we weren't.
But they're trying to make it about us. It wasn't about us. It was about the information getting out, and three men went on there and told the truth.
Yeah. And even if we weren't on that show, Lisa, they still wouldn't have reported on it. So think about this. The alternative media is even lower than the mainstream media. These people are enemies.
And you know why?
They're your enemies.
You know why they're getting away with this? Because you're all letting them.
Yep.
You're all not challenging them. You're not holding their feet to the fire. You're not telling them, you know what? Go to hell. You're not telling us the truth the same as the mainstream. You are a mirror of the mainstream, and we need information. You're not providing it.
You know, I had a conversation with somebody this weekend, and they said, we had some differences between us, and we haven't spoken in the last 9 months or something like that. I finally called this individual, and he said, you know what, Victor? You and Lisa have been right about all of this stuff right from the beginning. This is a very, very well-known individual.
Yeah, and at some point, we will tell you who this is.
Yeah.
But right now, we're not going to. But when you hear who it is, you're going to sit back on your heels and think.
Yeah. He said, you've been right since day one about all of these people. Rents, Jones, Rupert, and all the rest of them. And he says, you've been persistent. You've never stopped. And we're warning you, folks. We're telling you. These people that we mentioned. Get that book right there, Lisa. No More Illusions. Right here it is. 350 pages. The people in this book are your enemies.
And we've had these articles, for the most part, online.
Yeah.
For years
now.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. If you just read the 2005 Patriot Awards, all the articles, or the majority of them, are in there. These people are your enemy. They're doing nothing but containing you. They're saying, buy my video, and what they've been put in place to do is not allow or promote any type of organization or activism. Think, what is happening in the alternative media? Nothing is happening except people writing articles, sitting in little chat groups, and wanting to suck your money out of you by making their shows a big, long infomercial. That's what's happening.
I can't tell you how much intellectual cowardice and the lack of moral fortitude, strength, balls, if you will, exists in these circles. And I've never been so ashamed to be sitting among a group of people who have absolutely no shame in admitting to me that they refuse to report information to you based upon the fact that they don't like us.
Yeah. They don't care about right and wrong. And I'm going to ask all of you, these people like Sartre, who is a coward beyond words. How about Jeff Renz? How about Greg Zemanski or Mike Rupert? When the shit hits the fan, folks, do you feel confident of putting your life in their hands? Do you think they're going to stick up and save your lives? No. If these people were living when the American Revolution was being waged, we would have lost the war to England, and they would have went over there and licked the boots of the king. They are cowards.
This is not about us. This has never been about us or any one or two individuals. This is bigger than all of us. And if they can't see the gravity of the situation, or they don't care, or they think it's funny that they don't report information to you, we have a serious, serious problem here. And it's not going to get fixed until we fix it. And I'll tell you the truth right now. I don't know how to fix it. I've tried my best to fix this. It's broken. Our media is broken, both the mainstream and the alternative. And I just don't know how to fix it.
And everybody, your country is about to be destroyed. Your lives are in danger with this Patriot Act. And you're sitting back and not doing anything. Call these shows and say, Alex Jones, why aren't you organizing? Why aren't you putting the word out about activism? When the scholars were on George Norrie's show, Lisa contacted 347 different internet sites and 7 reported on it. That means 340 didn't.
It's a disgrace.
We're being destroyed.
There's no excuse. Do they care? Do they want the information out or don't they? Well, I think they've given you their answer.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Vinny Sammartino went to all the 9/11 sites Friday morning, the Friday after the Coast to Coast AM interview, and he finally wrote to us and he says, don't these people give a damn about anything? None of them do. They're put in place for one reason, to keep you in a box.
And now you know why a lot of people don't want to come out and tell the truth about things, because they have no support behind them. They have no backing. It's amazing that we have the people in the scholars group even doing what they're doing,
yeah,
with the total, almost total lack of support they're getting.
And you know,
we're working very hard to support them.
People say, why are you guys so mad? The better question is, why in the hell aren't you? I'm filled with such a rage over the weekend, and I'm filled with such a rage today, that I would just like to come up to the camera and just shake the hell out of it and say, people, it's coming close to the end. We have to do something now.
Victor and I were talking about this last night, and we're so thoroughly disgusted and frustrated with this whole non-cooperation thing that's going on, because people have to be so petty, and the alternative media can't rise above itself.
And you know where it all leads to?
And the egos within it and the agendas within it.
Daryl Bradford Smith was absolutely right about one thing. He said, at the head of the whole nest is Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz, GCN, Alex Jones, these are your mortal enemies.
Uh-huh.
We can't stress it any more radically than that. They're your enemies. And that person that came out this weekend and told us we were right from the beginning, it just confirmed again what we're doing. And even, I mean, if you look at truth, truth has to be absolute. It's not a part-time deal. When Alex Jones betrayed the Gray family, and people just say, oh, well, you know, nobody's perfect. No, this was a deliberate betrayal of a patriot family. Look at Greg Zemanski. This guy fakes an interview with Morgan Reynolds. He writes bogus, hoax, COINTELPRO articles, and you all let him get away with it. The same with Tom Flacco. Bush Cheney indicted. It was all over the internet. And it just like a bunch of suckers. And nobody calls these assholes on it. There's a reporter here. He was on, a local reporter. He was on the radio last Friday. His name's Adam Smeltz. And he was talking about writing an article. And he was explaining why it took so long to write this article. And how he had to check and double check. And he said, if I come out with information that's wrong, he says, I'm fired from the newspaper, my career is over, and it's done. And he took months and months. And even when he was talking about it, he says, there's still some things I can't talk about because I haven't confirmed them yet. But look at Greg Zemanski, that scumbag. Scumbag! Writing about Bush Cheney indicted, the Chicago shooting, the imminent nuclear attack. This man should be fired from every venue he's in, and yet he's allowed to remain in our ranks. He's a poison. He's a cancer. He's a sickness.
Henrik Ibsen wrote a play called Enemy of the People. It's out on video. We strongly, strongly urge you to get a copy of that and watch it. And for those of you who don't see where Victor and I are coming from, don't get what we're doing, who think all we are is character assassins, you watch that play and you will get a total insight as to where we're coming from.
That's right.
Who we are, what we're doing it, what we're doing and why.
Right. The book is also updated by Arthur Miller. You can get the play. It's a
but
short
book. But
people
don't like to read that much anymore. So yeah. Watch the video. It's not that long.
Here's the gist of it.
And it tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Here's the gist of it. A town's being poisoned. And there's a doctor that comes out and says, this town is being poisoned.
The water's poisoned.
The water is poisoned. And every faction, from the newspaper people, the elected officials, the everyday people, come out against this man. So it's just him and his family standing up to an entire town saying, you're going to die because the water is poison. And they end up stoning them. They throw rocks through their windows.
The media turns against them, yeah, and smears them to discredit them.
Yeah. And it's
he
all,
loses his job.
Why won't people speak out? Because they want to be on Jeff Rentz's website. Jeff Rentz is an ugly sickness in our midst. People, please listen.
Well, let me just tell them about the story.
Yeah.
The family stood up to the slings and, yeah, arrows and the rocks being thrown through their windows and being labeled and having their reputation drug through the mud. And in the end, they persevered.
Yeah.
And they stayed in the town. They could have fled the town because the whole town considered them an enemy of the people.
Yeah.
They were told to regard this family that was trying to tell the truth as an enemy of the people. And they were totally slandered and everything else. They stuck it out. Because the truth mattered.
Look at the five.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Look at the five most historic events that took place within the last year, or the year and a half. The Oklahoma City 10th anniversary. Nobody in the alternative media covered it except us. The fourth anniversary at Ground Zero, where controlled demolition was right in their faces. Nobody covered it but Wing TV.
Right.
The D.C. truth convergence, hardly anybody covered it. Wing TV covered it. The D.C. anti-war rally, 250,000 people, Wing TV covered it. And now the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, seven sites out of 347 covered it. 340 different. Didn't. The biggest names, Mike Rupert, Mike Rivera of What Really Happened, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Jack
Blood, William Rivers Pitt,
The Power Hour, and on and on. None of these sites covered it. They're traitors. They're enemies.
911truth.org,
who should have been on top of it more than anybody, refused to say a word about it. How much more can we lay out? It's all right
here.
Call
us what you will.
It's all right here.
Call us what you will. But we come out here and we tell you the truth. And you may not want to hear it, and you may not want to see it, and you may not want to know it. But we're going to tell it to you anyway. And if you don't want to listen to what we have to say, you can click your computer right off.
And you know what you can do then? You can go sit in front of the TV and watch Fox News. You can go sit in front of your TV
but you can't say
and watch
that
CNN.
You weren't told, and you weren't warned.
And you know, when that guy told us this weekend, you were right from day one. I didn't say I told you so, but I'm going to tell all of you right now. When the hammer comes down, and it's going to hit hard, I told you so, and Lisa told you so. Call these radio shows. Don't email them, because they don't care about that. Alex Jones doesn't answer his emails. Call his show. Call Greg Zemanski's. Call all of these shows on the radio and say, what the hell are you doing?
And for God's sake, think about your level of support. It's like feeding the government by paying the income tax, supporting the beast.
Yeah.
We are a body that's infected with cancer, malignant melanoma.
If anybody's out there giving money to GCN, to Alex Jones, then you're giving it to the U.S. government. You're giving it to the CIA. You're giving it to these operatives. What have they done in the last 12 years? They've been around forever.
They refuse to tell you what's going on around you.
They black out news. They censor news. I don't know what else to say, Lisa.
I don't know either. All I know is I'm going to say it again. Our media is broken, and I don't know how to fix it. So I'm open to your suggestions.
We were
talking about, why don't we just chuck this whole thing? Because we're the only ones out here, very few people. There's so few people out here. And the only reason we're not chucking it is because who else is going to do it?
That's right.
If
we weren't here, these people would run roughshod over you. We're the only ones keeping it at least somewhat honest. And you know what? It's putting us through hell. But we're going to still stay here. But if you aren't going to do anything, then why don't you just go jump off a cliff? Because that's what's happening. We're being led like lemmings over a cliff. Folks, we're going to be back tomorrow. We have Jerry E. Smith on,
right,
who's going to talk about his latest book. Until then, damn it, get pissed off. Get filled with rage. Pick up your telephone. Call these shows.
You better take another look.
And demand
answers. You better take another look at your fake friends, too.
That's right. Speaking of which, that's our show today. Our music video, Lisa put it together. It's a Joan Jett song. And you'll see who the fake friends are. The fake media.
Folks, that's not all of them, either.
Yeah, that's not all of them.
The song's not long enough.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open and get pissed off.
See you then.